This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mr. Secretary, throughout your splendid career, and it has been a splendid career, you've always been measured in the way you frame things publicly for the media. When you hear Donald Trump, President Trump, say, keep the oil, and passing reference of the in Langley on Saturday, and linking keeping the oil to perhaps this would have prevented the creation of ISIS, what would you advise the President of the United States, or would you advise the President of the United States that words matter when they come from a president?
Well, I think that there's sort of parallel universes here. There is, for the administration, there is the sort of public piece that includes the tweets and things said to the press and so on and so forth, and that sometimes can be pretty jarring. And then there is the serious policymaking side and the Donald Trump that people see in private meetings, who's thoughtful and considered and takes things and listens to people, seeks out other people's points of view, and then makes decisions. And I think the thing we're going to have to pay closest attention to is actually what he does, as opposed, we can't be, as he gets distracted by criticism, we can't be distracted too much by some of the things that are said publicly. But by the same token, the administration needs to understand that that first universe of public commentary does have impact on the second.
But you found him to be, you said, behind closed doors. You found him to be thoughtful and...
Yeah, we had a very serious, thoughtful conversation. And I might add, given the quote that you led with, he was very gracious to me. He said, you know, you were pretty rough on me. And I said, well, there were a lot of things said about national security in the campaign that caused me a lot of trouble. But now you're elected. It's important that you be successful in national security, and I'll do everything I can to help you be successful.
In addition to defense, you also, of course, ran...
Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, in his insight on one Donald Trump. You know, I think part of the thing that's really hard for the media and everything like that is that they want to design a president. Well, you know, it's too late. Donald Trump is who Donald Trump is, Scott. He's not going to, you know, suddenly redefine his personality in order to keep the media happy. And on some cases, I think it's a positive thing where you have somebody, you know, kind of like Reagan, when he came into play here on the national stage, they didn't know what to expect because of all the innuendo and suggestion that the media had put on him, that he was this cowboy and what have you, and it made people nervous. And Reagan, I think, to some degree, played to that because he knew it was to advantage. It was all part of the mystique, you know, the Reagan mystique. And I think that's what you're going to have, is you're going to have a little bit of the Trump mystique going on. People are getting nervous. I mean, you've got world leaders, you know, calling Trump now, going, okay, I know you're the new sheriff in town, and, you know, it's a different ball game, and we'll see what we can do, whether it's union leaders or adversaries in the past. You know, they're redefining the relationship, and part of it is because that's the way Trump does business. And how is that going to be disadvantageous for we the people, for America, who has taken the back seat for a long time, and we've been paying for the car all along and putting in the gas and everything else, and now we're saying, hey, what about us? What about America first? And, you know, people are waking up to that idea that, hey, it may not be all about America, but we're going to have more things in our favor than they've previously been. At least we have somebody asking questions and fighting for things like, hey, what about jobs? You know, look at you. If you want to do something here in America, we're going to incentivize you. We're going to help you out. But if you want to do something and think you're going to take advantage of America and America's resources and its people, then it's not business as usual here on the Beltway. It's a different program. This is Donald Trump, and this is the new America. Deal with it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to delve into the topics that are of interest to you, bringing on the experts that know what they're talking about, get it out of the, you know, punditry range. You know, let's deal with the facts, the whole truth, and nothing but. Why not? With us right now is Calvin Beisner. Dr. Calvin Beisner is the founder and national spokesman for the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Calvin Beisner, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, thanks very much, Bill. Doing great, and I hope you are too. Really appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, good to have you here to bring your perspective into the conversation, which is needed. You introduced the Cornwall letter supporting Pruitt's EPA nomination into the hearing record. Why did you feel like that was important?
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't I who introduced it. I'm really flattered to think that that they would have had me there. But no, it was actually the chairman of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming,
right,
who introduced our letter. We had sent it to staff members of the committee, and we were really, really pleased that he, right out in public, very, very audibly introduced it into the record. So that was kind of neat for us.
Well, yes, and I'm sorry that I misspoke that, but I was just happy to have you mentioned there. But you're exactly right. Chairman Barrasso, the Republican from Wyoming, did introduce the letter into the record. Why for our audience was this significant?
Well, I think it's significant because our audience are people who care about their neighbors, who agree with the Bible that says that the second greatest commandment is to love our neighbor as ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that we want to make sure that we live in a world where our neighbors are protected from undue risk of bodily harm, of illness and disease and that sort of thing, and protected from premature death as much as possible. And Scott Pruitt has been nominated by President Trump to be the new administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency of the federal government. And there's a lot of controversy about this because Pruitt, who, by the way, is a very strong evangelical Christian and strongly pro-life, has expressed concerns about the abuse of science and the abuse of law by the EPA in some of its regulations. And some environmentalists think, wow, if you have any such concerns, you must not care about the earth, you must not care about people, you must just, you know, want to see the environment trashed. Well, that's not true. Pruitt is a man who does care very deeply about environmental quality, but he wants to make sure that the EPA pursues that within the boundaries of enabling statutory law rather than making law up. You know, he respects the difference between the legislature and the executive branch. sure, too, that it's based on really good science. And a lot of what EPA has done in the last decade or so has been based on very questionable science, often not transparent, not checkable, because those who do it refuse to share their data and their computer codes and the like with other scientists for replication. And that's really fundamental to the integrity of science.
Well, at the core of this, as far as Pruitt's concerned, was that in the last decade, as you mentioned, it would appear the EPA has gotten rather aggressive and and wanted to compel people in order to think like them and respond to them, and they basically used the measure of their agency to put restrictions and regulations on companies, and if you didn't see it their way, you were going to pay a price.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, you know, all regulation is going to do that to some extent. What Pruitt is pointing out is that many times the EPA overstepped the boundaries of the statutes passed by Congress. And there's a difference between regulation and arbitrarily imposed rules. Regulation says, okay, we've got this law that Congress passed. What do we need to do to implement the intent of Congress? That's
exactly
proper regulation.
Right.
What the EPA did in a lot of cases was they said, all right, we've got this law. It doesn't do everything we want to do. So how can we do what we want to do even though Congress didn't embrace it? So they have like the Clean Power Plan regulating CO2 emissions from power plants, despite the fact that the Congress never passed a law requiring that. Well, that breaches the difference between the executive branch and the legislative branch of Congress, of government. That's important because, frankly, it's the legislative branch that's really accountable to the voters. And when bureaucrats take it upon themselves to do that kind of thing, they're not accountable. We can't break them out of office.
Yeah, how do we roll that back? I mean, you know, Calvin, this has been inculcated within the culture of the EPA. Yes, we can get a new leader and that sort of thing, but as we found in the VA and IRS and in other big agencies like this, they're so massive that it's hard to, you know, it's not going to happen in a 4-year or even an 8-year, rulership under Donald Trump.
It is very difficult. Now, Mr. Pruitt has some ideas about how to devolve some of what the EPA has been doing from the federal level to the state level. I think that would be very, very wise to do. Mm-hmm. There are some proposals, in fact, by one of the original architects of the EPA, Dr. Jay Lehr, for actually abolishing most of what the EPA does, the federal EPA, and bringing it back to the states. I think that's a very plausible technique. What's really important is to realize that we need that kind of leadership, even though it is going to be a long battle. And the public needs to express support for that kind of leadership. That's why we did our open letter in support of Scott Pruitt for EPA administrator.
Right.
Your listeners can read that letter on our website, cornwallalliance.org. That's cornwallalliance.org. And if they like, they can add their signatures to it there. We've got about 135 or so expert signers now, and over 300 citizens have also signed on so far.
Well, that's great. Well, the thing is, what I see is not only legislators and, you know, the EPA itself, but also scientists. You know, this is quite liberating, I think, for people, you know, for scientists particularly, who have sensed that their profession has been hijacked a bit here. Because they're being said to have said things that they're, I didn't say that. I'm not part of that 97% or whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, more often the case is that those who are accused of climate denial would actually be included in the 97% if the 97% were honestly defined.
Mm-hmm.
The studies that supposedly find this great 97% consensus about global warming really find just that they agree that, yeah, humans have had something to do with it. They don't agree that it's dangerous and we need to spend $1 trillion fighting it. And that's where the controversy lies.
Right, exactly. Well, our conversation with Calvin Beisner continues. He is with the Cornwall Alliance talking about the EPA and the nomination of Attorney General Pruitt here on Bill Martinez Live. You know, quite interesting is the conversation as we bring out the facts here that are important so that you know exactly what we're talking about. When I say Attorney General, he is the Oklahoma Attorney General, Scott Pruitt. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you are a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of the conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
The time for empty talk is over. Now arrives the hour of action. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America. We will not fail. Our country will thrive and prosper again.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
won't forget the man who died, who gave that fight to me, and I gladly stand up.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 after the top of the hour. President Donald Trump's nominee to head the Environmental Protection Agency said he doesn't agree with Trump's statement that climate change is a hoax, but he stopped short of saying that human activity is the main culprit, or that the U.S. must reduce its use of fossil fuels to solve that problem. Scott Pruitt, who has sued the EPA a total of 14 times as Oklahoma Attorney General, said he believes that climate change is real, despite comments from Trump over the years. And as you may have heard Donald Trump tell his nominees of his cabinet that, look, be yourself. You don't have to agree with me. And again, this is another perfect case in point where you have a leader picking a strong leader to do the job and know what he's talking about. And when, you know, they brought up the idea that Pruitt had sued the EPA a total of 14 times as Attorney General of Oklahoma, it wasn't without reason. And this is what we're talking about with Calvin Beisner. Calvin, the founder and national spokesman of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation. Calvin, you know, as we're saying here, it wasn't that Pruitt was being capricious about suing the EPA. He was trying to hold them in check because of the things that we talked about in the first segment. It was their overreach, right?
Yeah, that's definitely so. There were cases, and by the way, sometimes the courts ruled with him and sometimes they ruled against him. But, you know, that's life in the law, isn't it?
Right.
But he was concerned that in some instances the EPA overstepped the boundaries set by Congress in the laws that the EPA claimed were the basis of its regulations. And in some of those instances, he or others who sued the EPA won. That's certainly been the case, for instance, on the EPA's regulation of mercury emissions from power plants. EPA simply did not do the proper scientific analysis to result in a proper cost-benefit analysis. And so it vastly exaggerated the risk to human health and life from those mercury emissions, and the courts wound up agreeing and struck that down. It wasn't that people didn't care about the risk to human life. It's that the risk turned out to be essentially mythical. There was a way to model the existence of a population that was at high risk, but the problem was, in reality, there was no such population.
Right.
So, you know, that's the kind of thing where Pruitt says, look, let's have really proper science. Let's have proper statutory basis for EPA regulations. And then, yeah, that's a good thing. We should do that because we do need to protect people against risks from pollution.
Well, Calvin, with the EPA's overreach and, you know, some would say in today's vernacular, fake news and propaganda, and the pressure they've put on people to, you know, look at, if you want to get along with the EPA, you better think like we do. If you want tenure in college campuses, you better think like we do, and you better toe up. If not, you know, you're not part of the reindeer games here. This has all contributed to this polarization of America. I mean, to the point that you can't talk in the middle. You can't ask questions because the first thing they want to know is, you know, are you a climate denier or do you believe in global? You know, are you with Al Gore or are you again Al Gore? You know, and how can you have a conversation when that's the starting point?
Well, it really is difficult because then what happens is that people caricaturize each other. And here's what's been happening an awful lot. You know, back in May of last year, Pruitt co-authored an article in National Review in which he said that scientists are not agreed as to the degree and extent of human contribution to global warming.
Right.
And that got misrepresented all over the place as saying humans don't have any impact on global warming. Well, it didn't say that at all. And as a matter of fact, what Pruitt and his co-author wrote was perfectly consistent with what the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says. It says that there are thousands of uncertainties. It uses that term, uncertainties, hundreds and hundreds of times in its assessment reports. So there's nothing mistaken about there, nothing unusual, nothing radical about it. But the other side has a tendency to caricaturize. If you're not with them 100%, you must be 100% against them. That doesn't exactly facilitate good communication.
No, not at all. And, of course, it hijacks the topic to such a degree to where, you know, we have this all this contention unnecessarily taking place. And how does that solve the problem?
Well, it doesn't solve the problem, but what it does do is lead to the kind of vilification, demonization that has come to dominate an awful lot of discourse in America, the kind of thing that actually, I think, contributed to the fact that Senator Gordon Sheldon Whitehouse, of Democrat of Rhode Island, and Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat of Virginia, who was Hillary Clinton's running mate for vice president, both called for investigations into those who question dangerous man-made global warming, so dangerous as to justify spending trillions of dollars to fight it, to investigate them for civil or criminal offenses under the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act, actually criminalizing the free speech that is the essence of scientific debate. And that was actually one of the reasons that I supported Scott Pruitt for EPA administrator. He was among attorneys general who pushed back against that and said, no, this is a violation of the First Amendment. It also guts science, which absolutely depends on robust debate. And ultimately, it looks as if those, well, there were 17 Democrat attorneys general who had threatened to do these investigations and possible prosecutions. One by one, they've backed off, and it looks as if the whole thing is going to collapse.
Well, Kevin, I think, you know, for scientists, for, you know, people that have a genuine heart for asking questions and pursuing the truth on this issue, it has just got to have been so increasingly frustrating for them in knowing that they've got to have a different type of conversation and just kind of keep a blind eye in order to get along. Otherwise, the cocktail parties would turn into a food fight.
Yeah. Well, this was the reason given by Dr. Judith Curry, who's really one of the world's leading climatologists. She's been a main author and contributing author to various parts of the UN IPCC program, our assessment reports on global warming. She recently resigned her tenured position as a professor of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at Georgia Tech, precisely because she had watched the Academy become so polarized on this and so politically correct that you couldn't carry on rational discourse about it within the Academy. So she resigned. She's going to carry on her rational discourse outside the Academy.
Exactly. Yeah, why not? I mean, and it didn't help that you had the President of the United States declaring that it is a fact. Now, how is that a scientific term? I question that right off the bat.
Not a scientific term, and the appeal to 97% consensus or something like that is absurd. You know, consensus is not a scientific value. It's a political value. You want to know who won an election? You count votes.
Right.
You want to know how much warming comes from added CO2 in the atmosphere? You don't count votes.
Exactly.
You do the complicated physics and the complicated chemistry and all of that stuff. You get a hypothesis, you test that, you compare it with actual observations. If the observations contradict, then your theory is wrong, and it doesn't matter how smart you are, how beautiful your theory is. If the observations contradict, it's wrong. Well, the observations contradict. The models on which the climate alarmists depend, on average, project 2 to 3 times as much warming as actually observed. 95% failed to predict the absence of statistically significant warming from 1997 to 2015. And overwhelmingly, their errors are all in the direction of too much warming, which means...
Well, Calvin, we got to leave it right there. But again, thank you so much for being with us. Great stuff. This is Bill Martinez. That's Calvin Beisner on Bill Martinez Live.
Ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Bill Martinez live.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have or around the world, be assured, Wade, thank you for joining in and all the fun and frivolity and the seriousness of it all, too, because we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And I got to thank Calvin Bice. I couldn't thank him enough. Founder, national spokesman of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, because, you know, I kind of felt like all that money I paid for science classes for my degree, that it was really worthwhile, because I've been told that, you know, all this stuff didn't matter. The things we learned in school, I mean, there were some good things I learned in school, especially among my favorite nuns, you know, that took care of me and kept me out of trouble, said there were certain laws about science that you had to pursue, and the way you debated these issues. And so it was refreshing to kind of hear the truth, because I'd said all along when the president came out and said it's a fact, I go, that's not even a scientific term. But, you know, in the name of global warming and all that good stuff they want to push upon us, you know, we got to go along with this new terminology, which is far away from anything that's scientific and frustrating, as I say, you know, for these scientists. All these scientists have kind of been locked behind, you know, the velvet curtain, said, hey, we can't have you in the reindeer games here because you know too much, and we just don't want your point of view here. And how frustrating for them to have their profession, their whole livelihoods, everything, all tamped down by a very aggressive EPA and government agencies that, you know, are the basic thought police of this 21st century. Thank goodness all that is being challenged. David Schmick is with us right now. David is a global microeconomic strategist, investor, magazine editor, author, most recently of The Great Equalizer, How Main Street Capitalism Can Create an Economy for Everyone. And, boy, there's a lot of hope in his book and in that statement, in that vision that he's going to be sharing with us. David Schmick, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
It's great to be with you.
Hey, boy, when it comes to business, I'm a marketing guy. I think business is such a heart, and being productive is just at the heart of who we are as human beings and as Americans. And, you know, my perspective on this, David, has been that this country has been so frustrated because they have been, you know, kind of hogtied and hindered from doing what they do best, and that's being productive.
I agree with you. You know, it's interesting. I listened to your monologue there, and you know, we've been captured by so-called expert opinion, and expert opinion is amazing. It's usually wrong.
Yeah.
There's a Nobel Prize-winning economist, Joseph Stiglitz, and he estimates that economists are wrong in their forecasts 60 to 70% of the time. Mm-hmm. So I went back and I looked up. What's the accuracy rate of fortune tellers and tarot card readers? 60 to 70% wrong. So, you know, it's really quite remarkable. And what are the economists, the experts, what are they telling us now and have been telling us for years? They've said the economy can only grow now at a miserable rate, at half the rate that we grew, you know, historically, because a lot of different reasons. It's technology, they would say, or demographics, they'd say. But they said, look, just get used to it. It's going to be miserable. Mm-hmm. If you're in the Rust Belt and you've lost everything and your town is decimated, there's nothing we can do about it. It's just the nature of where we are as a society. And I think that this book, The Great Equalizer, completely demolishes that whole notion. Because ultimately, economies are not spreadsheets and data. Economies are people.
Yes.
And people are not just consumers. They're also small business operators and they're inventors.
Dreamers.
And
yeah.
You know, and that's really what the future of the economy is about. And these people, you know, who are at the heart of an economy are holding back.
Right.
And there are a lot of reasons.
Well, that's why Henry Ford said, if that's what you believe, you're right. He just left it there, right? Because
well, funny, you mentioned facts. You know, in Washington, where I live, mm-hmm. and have been for a long time, things are never true. They're virtually true. So it's like, you know, it's like telling your wife, you know, you're virtually beautiful.
Right, exactly.
So what do you mean virtually?
Yeah, see how far that gets you. Yeah, exactly. Well, this is, you know, and I think that America's finally had enough of this. You know, it's like that scene from the movie, was it Broadcast?
Broadcast News.
Broadcast News. Anyway, you know, where the guy's yelling out the window, I can't take it anymore. And I think that's what America is saying now. They've had it with all the false narratives, you know, this virtual reality. And we want to get back to the basics, you know. We've been saying on this show for quite a while, you know, it's quite interesting. Like when you're on an airplane, for example, and they say, in the case of an emergency and the mask should fall down, the first thing you do is you put it on yourself. You take care of yourself before you can take care of anybody else. I said, well, that's quite novel. You know, that's probably, we need to embrace that in our country. We've been so outward-minded. I think that's been a good thing to a certain degree, but you know, like anything, it requires balance and responsibility, and somebody to come along and say, "Hey, it's not working." And I think this is what Donald Trump has done to all the institutions, whether it's immigration, whether it's the economy, and some of this stuff is they got caught into what Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking, like you referred to. They just said, "Hey, you just can't do it. You just got to accept it and get over it."
Yeah.
Well, that's not the American way. It's never been the American way, right? Ultimately,
all right. I agree. You know, this. I think probably the most amazing thing that I've noticed that Donald Trump do. That some of it is crazy. I don't know why he cares about the crowd sizes and things like that.
Yeah.
But the idea that he hadn't been in office yet, and he said something that's never said in Washington. He said, we're spending $4 billion for an airplane. This
yes.
is for Air Force One.
Right.
And the Boeing people looked at him like, uh-oh, we're
yeah.
caught.
Yes,
it was
exactly.
no like, hey, we want to take an hour, Mr. President or Mr. President-elect, to explain this. Mm. They ran off like, they had this look of horror, like, we're caught.
Yes,
then
exactly.
Then they said, Then he said, we're spending that on a F-35 jet fighter jet. I think that price should be a lot cheaper. So he said, maybe we should bid it out. And, oh, the terror, like, oh, yeah. the whole game is over, you know, where somebody's asking, you know, where the bottom line is. And I thought that was quite refreshing.
Well, it is, but it's all part of the spirit, whether it's crowd size and all this. And I understand, you know, people, but I think they're getting lost in what the real deal is all about. And the real deal is, hey, give me the facts. You know, it's like Harold Janine. Harold Janine, you know, he ran, what, 134, 140 companies at one time. Could you imagine that? And he would just go to people and just say, give me the facts. I mean, it was like Joe Friday. And let me know what I'm dealing with. Let's get out of this virtual reality and this alternative universe that Washington, D.C. has been in, and let's deal with the truth. Because we've been saying for a long time on this radio show, I mean, when we started the show, I've been away from the microphone for some 30 years, David, and when I came back about 8 years ago, at the basis of it was, look, we've got to get down to the facts and objective truth as best we can, because then we can make choices. If we make choices based on that, I don't care who it is. I mean, and this is not to denigrate in any way whatsoever, but our wives could go there and straighten out D.C. in a heartbeat.
Yeah, probably could. You know, it's funny, when I don't write books for a living. I wrote one book before, it was a bestseller called The World's Curve, but I never thought I'd write another book because it's hard on your family. Mm-hmm. But I began looking, and the reason I wrote The Great Equalizer about Main Street capitalism, about a year ago, I came across this fact that half the country couldn't afford a $500 bill for an unexpected car repair or medical emergency. And I said, my God, half the country is near insolvency.
Exactly.
And we're not sure why they're angry. You know, we're completely out of it, you know, and sitting in Washington.
Right.
And
meanwhile, Washington is telling them, you know, what is the problem? Everything is good. Unemployment is down 5%.
Well, and they said, and look at the stock market. Well, I began to look at this, and I said, you know what? People really are worried about is something called social mobility.
Okay, David, we're going to pick it up from there because we got to go to break right now. David Schmeck is with us. More from David right after this.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Gentlemen, why not, huh? 14 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. David Schmick is with us. Our conversation continues with the global macroeconomic strategist, investor, magazine editor, and author. Most recently, his book, The Great Equalizer, How Main Street Capitalism Can Create an Economy for Everyone. David, the title of that book, I mean, when you talk about The Great Equalizer and mainstream capitalism, I mean, it's not like this hasn't been done before, has it?
No. In fact, you can look in American history. We've had Main Street capitalism. I mean, since this country was founded, an average growth rate of 3.7%. Now we're growing at half that amount. Mm-hmm. And as I said before the break, the average American families, I could see, first of all, I wasn't surprised when Bernie Sanders did well against Hillary Clinton. Clinton was the Wall Street candidate, and then I wasn't surprised at Donald Trump. People want results. They're sick and tired of hearing about how well the stock market's doing, or how we need to get the corporate income tax rate down. Maybe we do, but that's not what people are thinking about. What people are thinking about is it's something called social mobility, which comes down to this. 30 years ago, in fact, when I was growing up, if you were born in the bottom 25% of income earning families in America, you had, if you worked hard and you had some creativity and had a little luck, you had about a 25% chance of rising to the top 25% of American families in terms of their income.
Right.
Today, you have a 5% chance. That story, by the way, was my story. I mean, that's how I did well. But, what people are saying, and they can sense it, can feel it in their bones, that this ability to rise up is not there, and it's not there for their kids, and it won't be there unless we change things. And I began to kind of search. I said, why is it that we have a booming stock market? We have all this other, we have corporations have been able to use the Federal Reserve's zero interest rate money to buy back their stocks. Well, they're all doing fine, but why isn't the rest of the economy doing well? And why are they, we've got these forgotten people. And I concluded there are a number of reasons, but it's not just that global influences. I think they're global manipulation of the currency and countries like China not cooperating with their commitments to the World Trade Organization, all those. So that's a part of it. And that stuff needs to be confronted, and I think it is being confronted. But what bothers me is that's basically 13 to 14% of our economy. Exports are important, but I'm worried about the other 87%. And what exactly. I see is people are not starting businesses the way they once did. They're starting businesses at half the rate, and people are holding back.
Yeah.
And they're holding back for good reason, because the system is rigged against them.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to think, well, Bernie Sanders says capitalism is rigged, but is it really capitalism, or is it the capitalism that we've allowed to take over our system?
The social engineers that Newt Gingrich talked about.
Yeah, and I call it the corporate capitalists.
Right.
Where they get in, and everybody gets a special deal.
Right.
Everybody has some unusual. It's in Washington today, Goliath always wins.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Federal Reserve's policy, it's geared toward the big and the established, the status quo. It's against the small and against the inventive
mm-hmm.
and the innovative, and it's not fair. And people, you know, the most jobs in this country come from businesses that are small and that are less than 5 years old. And a lot of the jobs, the big bulk of the jobs, come when somebody has a small business that's successful and they can take it public.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's very difficult to do that now. The
mm-hmm.
only people who can do that are the big, big giants who have access to foreign capital. And so I say, you know, I'm pushing very hard for both parties to stop the nonsense and start to identify with what I call Main Street capitalism. It's not capitalism that's killing the system. It's the kind of capitalism we practice. Main Street capitalism is the capitalism of the little guy. It's level playing field, and it says that when Washington does, it's a mentality, a mindset that says when Washington does something, from here on, they need to ask themselves, how does this affect the little guy? How does this affect the person who wants to put together a small business and or to expand their business? And that's really what my book's all about.
Well, David, experience and reason, to your point, demonstrates that any exception at a higher level comes at a price that's paid at the lower level. You know, I don't know how you avoid that, right?
Well, look at regulation, patents, and even antitrust laws.
Mm.
Heavily, heavily rigged, heavily abused by the large corporations. You know, we think of these high-tech centers like Facebook and Google. You'd say that should be the center of American innovative creativity. Facebook and Google spend more money today on lawyers and lobbyists in order to crush competitors and
exactly.
keep the system unfairly, keep the playing field unfair than they do on research and development of new products. It's really quite amazing.
Kind of amazing that they've taken advantage of the pioneers that went before them, the roadways that were open, and now they're doing everything they can to blow the bridges behind them so nobody else can gain access, right?
You're exactly right.
Right.
You're exactly right.
Well, it's no wonder that Main Street is frustrated by this, although I will say this, David, to your point, and I hear this from my friends, executives with Bank of America and Wells Fargo, that they sense a new wave of excitement for small business reemerging in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that's changed is a president.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, you've had up until now a bill that was put in place by the Obama administration on bank regulation called Dodd-Frank.
Yes.
And it basically said, now imagine you're a small businessman, or you have a great idea. You're sitting at your kitchen table, and you say, I want to go into business. This idea is a killer of an idea. It's going to employ a lot of people. So you go to the bank. You know what the bank says now under Dodd-Frank, under this new system? It's so heavily, it says basically, well, the banker says, look, I'd like to help you, but you need 3 years of collateral. And then also, where's your 10 years of business experience? You'd say, well, look, I was an employee at a big firm, and I said, I told the firm, here's a better way to do it. And they told me to get lost. We're just not going to change. And I thought, I'm going to start a firm myself because I can do this process much better. And they said, well, come back when you have experience and when you have, you know, 3 years of collateral.
Collateral.
Are we really surprised that it's You know, business startups are half of what they used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's so doggone difficult. You can't even open up a lemonade stand in this country anymore without going through all this crazy regulation. I mean, and it's that absurd. So that's what I've maintained, David, and what I'm seeing is that I call it this pent-up productive potential that's just been lying dormant. I firmly have believed in the law of capacity. I don't know why I do, but I've just seen it work. Is that people have this breadth and depth of productivity and capacity that is just waiting for an opportunity to be expressed here. And I'm hopeful that this new administration will open it up. And what's more exciting for me, it's not so much about, you know, the government or somebody's success in the administration. I'm just excited for what it will mean for humanity, for somebody to go out there and enjoy and do what it is that they would want to do and live on purpose, you know?
Well, I call this book very, very optimistic. I argue America's best days lie ahead. That there's nothing holding us back from achieving higher rates of growth. I mean, we have, as a country, a lot of advantages that the world doesn't have. That's why I think, and there's so many things that we could do, and we're not taking advantage of it. We've become pessimistic and inward-looking, and it doesn't have to be that way. And
exactly.
That's the message of my book, The Great Equalizer.
I think
people ask me, what is the Great Equalizer? The Great Equalizer is startups. It's the guy or the woman that, in fact, women, by the way, are starting up firms at twice the rate of men.
Exactly.
But it's sitting there at the kitchen table and saying, look, I've got an idea and I'm going to strike out with this idea, or I have an existing business and I'm going to expand it because for this reason, I believe in myself and I believe in the future. And right now, people are holding back because, as you say, we've had such uncertainty. I mean, if this administration can establish some certainty even that says, we're going to stop the nonsense, people will then feel more comfortable to take the risks that they used to take.
Well, you take the shackles off of them and find the key to the handcuffs and let them enjoy the free market system. What a novel concept.
Oh, my.
I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, you know, hey, all this stinking thinking will go by the wayside. And we'll start to be, you know, productive again, and we can get this country back on track. And, it is time, America, to dream big dreams. I mean, it is, I know you're starting to dream, but, hey, you might as well, while you're dreaming, you might as well go big, right, David?
Exactly. Dream big and dare big.
You got it.
One of the lines from my book that President Trump, I know this may be totally coincidental, but it's picked up. I think it was even in his inaugural address.
Well, congratulations on the book. Access, well, how can they get their hands on it?
It's available on Amazon and most of the other big bookstores. It is a new. I just learned today. It's a bestseller. It's in the top 10.
All states are prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 67cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.